GETKARBOLYN.com/CARBGUIDE.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. During the first half hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, as we continue on this Science for Humans series, which is actually training tips by Dr. J. We've gotten lots of emails over the months and months of doing this show from people who said, look, Dr. J, you were a pro bodybuilder. You were massive. You were ripped. You know secrets. Teach them to us. So today we're going to talk about how to recover from intense workouts. It sounds rudimentary, but it's not as much as you think. Then, the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by my good friend Aaron Singerman as we catch up with him and what's going on over at Blackstone Labs and Prime Nutrition. We'll talk about that. And then if there's time at the end of today's show, some of you have been messaging me on Facebook. I told you I tore my tricep yesterday. Somebody said, what about your foot? Yes, I'm falling apart. I'm going to give you some valuable advice. Take this advice and run with it. Don't get old.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
On the other side of the aging spectrum, we have Dr. J, who seems to be aging perfectly. How are you doing, Dr. J?
You're so kind, Carl. Dang, a tricep pull, I heard.
Yeah, I tore it. I didn't tear it off the bone because I can still flex the entire tricep. But there is a lump in it that implies that there's some proud flesh coming out of a muscle belly. So we'll see what happens.
Wow.
Hey, it's not going to stop me. It's just going to slow me down for a little while. That's all.
You know, I always say run over to Radio Shack, get a couple new parts, and keep on rolling.
I wish I could do that. I can't wait for the day to go. Well, you know what? I'm going to be very honest with you. I mean, I'm using some advanced science. I'm going to be site injecting mechanogrowth factor and BPC-157 directly into the area of the wound, the injury. That's going to definitely heal me a lot faster, I predict. And then, you know, the other things that I do with supplements, make sure my creatine is high, and thanks to Crealkaline and, you know, and proper nutrition. And I'll just train the right side so there's cross-education going on in the nervous system, and that's it.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, it kind of fits into recovery, but a friend of mine, Dr. Rob O'Leary, you probably remember his father, Bob O'Leary.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what he's into, is all of this recovery for athletes, you know, these stem cells in these injury sites. It's pretty interesting is how he has been explaining to me about it. You know, it's a little expensive, but, you know, for high-end athletes, it's definitely worth the recovery.
Yeah, if you got million-dollar contracts in your future, you're going to spend a couple bucks to make sure that your body responded properly to injuries.
You got to. And speaking of recovery, not that you weren't recovered,
no, but that's the topic today, and this is part of recovery. Yeah,
it is, you know, because I think recovery is something that especially younger athletes, they fail to think about. You know, especially, you know, the high school and the collegiate, where, you know, in college you're studying, you're up all night, you're trying to adjust your social life, your fraternity brothers and sisters, and you're burning the candle at both ends.
And I got to be honest with you. That's the difference between a serious athlete and a non-serious athlete. I'm being honest right now.
The serious athletes,
they go to bed early. They don't have much of a social life. They're dedicated to the sport.
Yep. And we've had this conversation, and, you know, that's what I tell people is, you know, how many times have you seen somebody, even in the gym, and they're saying, oh, you know, my strength isn't going up. I can't grow. I can't gain weight. And then, you know, well, what did you do last night? Oh, well, you know, I was out at the bar and, you know, got drunk. And it's like, you know, that's
tequila,
you know,
shooters. That's not part of the protein synthetic
response. Weekend warrior, you know, that's fine that you want to get in the gym and, you know, but.
What's number one for recovery, Dr. J? What's the number one thing that affects recovery?
You know, the number one thing is actually rest. And I think this is what, you know, people don't get, is you gotta get sleep. And my rule of thumb is 8 hours. You know, I know people say, oh, well, you know, I can live on 4. And you know what? You can't recover. You know, that is when everything happens, is while you're sleeping. And, you know, you've got to get a good night's sleep. You grow, you recover. What do you think about sleep, Carl?
I think it's very underestimated. It's very important. And I agree with you 100%.
I think, number one,
nothing happens if you're not getting good sleep. Nothing. In fact, if you're not getting good sleep, the worst thing happens. The training doesn't repair. The training breaks you down from session to session, and you get sicker from it.
You're going to get injured. I mean, you know, if you're just lifting, you know, for bodybuilding or fitness or, you know, in that bodybuilding sport, you're not going to grow. And, you know, if you're a basketball player, I mean, football, you know, even last year, I think it was, or the year before, the NBA was really looking at how many games that these guys played because there was just too many injuries that you just can't recover playing a game every day. It's very, very tough. But what happens is you get hurt. I mean, you're going to pull something, you're going to break something. Your body just has to have time to recuperation and recovery. You can't train every single day. So not only do you need to rest from workouts, you've got to get rest as far as sleep goes. So if you're not getting a good night's sleep, you know, again, there's a whole lot of recommendations from looking at, you know, possibly getting off of gluten, you know, not drinking caffeine too late in the night, not too much sugar at night. I mean, you know, there's a whole kind of recommendations we could go off on, you know, helping one sleep better.
But definitely getting adequate sleep. And you know what else, too? I made some of my greatest gains when I would train early in the morning,
mm-hmm.
eat after I trained, and then actually napped about an hour later. Not a long nap, 20 minutes. I mean, I would doze off, I would wake up, but I would nap. And I got to tell you something. That's frowned upon in today's society. Oh, you're not working hard enough if you're taking a 20-minute nap in the afternoon. I say BS. You're fresher. You think better. You feel better. But more importantly, I think that post-workout nap, which is natural because we all feel like we could fall asleep. If you've trashed yourself in the gym.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Well, you know, when we were training, that's what we did. We trained early in the morning, we ate, and then we went to the beach, and you slept. I mean, you just laid out in the sun like a whale on the beach. I mean, you slept.
Yeah.
It was great. I mean, you could almost see the evening workout, you know, the difference just from getting that rest and nap. And I remember there'd be times I'd be out in the sun for 5 hours, I mean, and sleep almost the whole time. But you needed it. When you're tired, your body is telling you something.
Right.
You know, you don't have all those lights on your dash that are blinking when you got to change oil. My car now, when I'm on the highway, if it thinks I'm tired, it will vibrate and a little thing will come up and say, pull over and get some coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it can tell that you're swaying in and out of lines and stuff. I know.
Yeah, destruction, cool. Man, is coming if you don't.
Okay. So number one on the list for recovery is sleep. Don't ignore it. And even try taking a nap post-workout if you can fit it into your day. Don't worry what other people think. Number two, what's the second thing on the list?
So again, you know, these are all important, but number two on the list is, the types of food. And how much?
This is huge. I got to tell you something. This is huge. The fact that it's on your list, I was so impressed because it's not just getting enough calories, but it's the type of foods that you eat that are going to change the landscape of recovery. Talk about it.
So, yeah, and exactly. And, you know, this is the problem with, and again, I don't want to come across and I'm bashing, you know, if you're a vegetarian or vegan or, you know, you give up something for some reason, we're talking about athletes. So we're throwing aside all of this. We're just going to get right down to it. You know, food, and I only said rest was important, number one, because it is. But food is equally important. You cannot grow. You cannot recover without food. So the number one thing, you got to get in protein. So a lot of experienced guys understand protein. Inexperienced people don't. 3 protein meals a day is not going to fuel your muscles so that those muscles will recover and grow. You can only absorb so much protein at one time. That's why bodybuilders learn that every 2.5 to 3 hours, you can get in another 35 grams of protein. You need about 1.5 grams per pound of body weight. Now, that's just kind of my talking sake, like saying you need 8 hours of sleep. But you got to get quality protein. McDonald's fish sandwich is not quality protein. McDonald's hamburger is not quality protein. We're not talking about, like you said, gaining weight. We're talking about recovery, feeding the muscles. You got to feed them. So fish, almost any type of fish. Now, again, if you deep fat fry it and you ruin it like that, it might taste better, but you're going to kind of destroy the whole protein and absorption. You're going to denature those proteins. You're going to convert a lot of it to creatinine, the creatine aspect. Red meat, you know, a lot of people say no red meat. Red meat is great for recovery. Chicken, turkey. Well, what if there's any more poultry? And I'm not a big pork person personally. But again, if you like it, those are all nice lean cuts of meats. And then if you just can't get enough food in, like most of us, this is where we take a protein drink in between. So you might eat three or four meals a day, but you can drink two or three meals a day. So protein is the first part, Carl, that's crucial.
I got to tell you something else, too. So when I went out to California for a few weeks, I started a very strict ketogenic diet, which I'm still on today. And I got to tell you something that I noticed about the ketogenic diet. This is not placebo, but I'm going to tell you why I think it is. So I recover so fast that I can train every single day and feel strong every single day. And I have, for the past 4 weeks, done some massive leg, back, and chest workouts and not taken any time off. I mean, at one point I trained 8 out of 9 days,
wow,
hitting my legs a couple times, hitting my back. I mean, but this is not, I did not intend to do this, but here's my theory. Okay. It takes an inflammatory response to spark recovery and renewed muscle growth. If your body is a wasteland of inflammation because you're eating a lot of the wrong types of carbohydrates that increase inflammation, if you're eating a lot of the wrong types of oils that increase inflammation, if you're doing a lot of the things, have gut problems, not sleeping right, that increase the inflammation, chronic inflammation on a wide scale, the body doesn't see the workout as a reason to turn on the repair machinery because the body is busy putting out fires everywhere all day long. When you suppress chronic inflammation, now that workout creates a pip, if you will, a peak of an inflammatory response that the body goes, oh, we have something to deal with. Let's get all our resources over there now and get that taken care of, and you recover faster. And this is why you're so spot on about this. Yeah. I think that people fail to understand that if your body is a city on fire, the fire department can't handle all the fire, so the city burns down. But if the city's not on fire, but one house on a street is on fire, the fire department can handle that, and they put the fire out. So you need to get, yep, you need to get chronic inflammation under control. It's not an old person problem. It's if you're an athlete, you need to understand this because you'll recover faster and more completely from your workouts. What do you think of that?
Yeah, and I agree. And, you know, just within the food, like you said, a lot of it sometimes is just their diet, you know, eating all this process. That's why I put protein first. Now, obviously, you know, going the ketogenic type diet route, I'm not a fan of, but all of our bodies are different. So you got to find what works best for you. So I'm going to give you what I think is best. So I'm a definite carbohydrate person. But again, there are quality carbohydrates like there are quality proteins.
Yeah, yeah.
Eating a loaf of white bread. The other day, a guy in the gym said, I'm upping my carbs. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm eating a loaf of white bread twice a day. That's what I said. I go, how do you even choke it down, let alone, well, with butter, you know? And I'm like, dude, I don't have anything to say.
Have more vegetables. Have more, you know, zucchini. Squash. I mean, pick vegetables. Eat vegetables. That's what you want.
But carbohydrates, you know, potatoes, rice, you know, because I'm gluten-free now, I'm going to tell you to stay away from, you know, a lot of the weedy things. Not that, you know, maybe you can absorb them. But again, the things that are a little bit quicker absorbing.
Potatoes are great. Potatoes are fantastic for you.
Potatoes and yams are, I mean, you know, again, when I was bodybuilding, I lived on those things, off season and diet. I very rarely, you know, had
breads and pastas. I mean, you know, I'd always have some sourdough and things in the morning. But again, quality. You know, quality carbohydrates is not, you know, Wonder White bread. It's not donuts. It's not all these refined processed carbohydrates, scones and things that you get in the grocery store. Those are counterproductive because, again, there's too much sugar. Yeah. And can lead to that chronic inflammation.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take a break, and then I want to now come back and talk about supplements because, as we point out here, sleep and nutrition are of paramount importance, and supplements should be seen as that, supplementing those two things. Assuming you have your sleep right, you're eating right, you don't have this chronic inflammation going on all the time, let's talk about what supplements can actually help with recovery, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, so stay tuned. We're talking with Dr. J. This is Dr. J's Tips. You asked for it, we're delivering. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States. And are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Science for Humans, where Dr. Jeff is sharing his training tips with us. As an IFBB pro bodybuilder, he was part of a very, very unique and high echelon of bodybuilders who achieved certain physical perfections. And so we can gain a lot of insight. We're talking about recovery, because everybody talks about working out, but people forget that nothing happens if you don't recover from your workouts. And so we covered nutrition and rest, the two critical linchpins in recovery. What about supplements? You think people rely too much on supplements? Are there some supplements that we should be paying attention to?
You know, I think it's there's two sides of the fence. There's some that don't rely on supplements at all, and then there's some that rely on it too much and don't get enough food. But absolutely, you know, if your sleep and your nutrition is in line, you need supplements for recovery. And as you kind of open up, the first one that I would put at the top of the list is creatine. And of course, I'm very partial to Crealcalin because it is the, you know, only stable form of creatine monohydrate. But this is what starts the whole energy cycle. I mean, this is how you create ATP. Your body needs to produce creatine. You need to ingest creatine, whether it's from your food sources. But athletes, you know, we need more than the normal person because of what we're burning. So I recommend, you know, 1.5 grams in the morning and 1.5 grams about 3 minutes. Off days, just 1.5 grams in the morning. Now, obviously, if you're, you know, a 300-pound athlete or, you know, you're a professional, you might need more. But for majority of people, that's enough to get in your system because, again, you're going to be eating meat and proteins that contain creatine. So that should be enough to get you going. The other thing I put at the top of the list is multivitamin because, again, if you aren't absorbing your proteins and sufficiently in your fats, then they're not going to go toward muscle growth. And we know that B vitamins are essential for the absorption. And, of course, I'm partial to VitaDrive because we make it, and I know it's a good product, and I use it myself.
Yeah, you know what's in it.
Well, exactly. The other thing that, you know, a lot of athletes don't know about is something called branched-chain amino acids. When you are exercising, the easiest way to put it is you are expending these particular amino acids first. You know, the old talk was you break down muscle, you burn muscle. Well, the branched chains are leucine, isoleucine, and valine. So by replenishing your system, either pre, post, you know, with a BCAA, a branched chain amino acid, again, you're going to help get that muscle a lot quicker, and it's going to aid in recovery. The thing is glutamine. Very, very good as a recuperation and recovery. And, of course, I'm partial to my patented Glutazorb only because it's stable. But glutamine is a good product.
And you have a new glutamine. I know you don't want to, you weren't necessarily looking to plug it, but you have a new glutamine that's also a stabilized glutamine. Why is that important? Why do we need a stabilized glutamine?
Well, I think, you know, my patent on these amino acids, I also have a new patented BCAA that I don't have on the market yet. But again, you know, things degrade in the stomach. So, and, you know, when you stabilize something, it means that it's not going to degrade. So you're going to get, you're going to have more available to the system, you know, if it doesn't degrade. Plus, we don't know exactly what it degrades into. We know that creatine converts to creatinine, which is a bio waste, but I don't know what that process of, you know, what it turns into. It obviously isn't going to be something good for you. But again, you know, if it costs a dollar, you don't want to, you know, get 80 cents worth. I mean, if you go to a store and you know, a place and you buy a milkshake and it's only a third. Oh, you'd want the rest of it, or you'd want your money back.
Yeah, so. Starbucks is dealing with that right now, right? With people complaining that there's too much ice in the iced coffee, and they want their money's worth of coffee back.
So again, you know, buying something that's not stable is like buying something that's half, you know.
Yeah, it makes a
big
difference.
And, of course, Carl, you know, the supplement Santa, as I think people are now adapting. I had a guy the other day on Facebook said, this whole Santa thing for real?
Yeah, I know. I think people are amazed by what you send because they put pictures of it on Facebook all the time when they get these boxes of stuff, you know?
They do. So, of course, if anybody wants to try anything that we do, go to Superhuman Radio, look for Dr. Jeff Ask the Scientist. But anyhow, I want to kind of finish up with, I call it having the right mindset. And you kind of nipped it in the beginning, Carl, that, you know, an athlete isn't somebody who isn't taking care of their body. It isn't someone who goes out, you know, and gets drunk all the time. It isn't someone who is eating terrible, who's not resting, who's not training. So, again, you've got to have the right mindset. If you really want to achieve your goals, then you've got to have a vision of what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And look at, you know, if you ever listen to anything Arnold Schwarzenegger has said, I mean, that's what he was so adamant about is, you know, you've got to eat, live, and breathe. If you're successful, and I can guarantee that any professional in sport, that is the dominant thing that they do. Everything else is in moderation, but their sport comes first.
Yeah, it's got to be. And it's, the other side to the mindset thing is this. If you're living a high-stress lifestyle, if you're in a high-stress job, if you have a high-stress relationship, if you feel stressed out all day long, it's working against you. From a recovery standpoint, you need to learn how to manage your stress. I cannot recommend strongly enough things like mindfulness and meditation if you want to make gains. You know, there's a lot of people, you know, back in the day that Frank Zane and those guys who they used training as a form of meditation in motion. And they took that even further later on in life. But if you're stressed out all the time, you're not going to recover as well as you can. And let's face it, we can't just shut stress off. There's stuff that happens every single day. You tear a tricep, a piece of equipment fails before a radio show. I mean, these are the things that happen to me, right? You got to learn how to take things in stride, because if you get too stressed out, the chemicals that you produce from stress are actually inhibiting the progress you're looking to make in the gym. Learn how to de-stress. Learn how to take it down a notch. Go back to the shows that Ken O'Neill and I did about the four different forms of meditation and listen to those. Grab one of them and start doing it. Even if you do it haphazardly and you don't do it well, it's still going to be better than not doing it at all.
Well, and the thing about training is it relieves stress, but leave your cell phone in your bag. Don't take your stress into the gym with you. I mean,
yeah.
Deconnect with the world, man, and just think about training and exercising and having fun. The phone and all the problems will be there when you leave.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And that's the other part of the mindset thing. I think that people don't get that. They don't realize that being high stress all the time, being revved up all the time, being in that fight or flight mode all the time is actually working against you reaching your goals.
You're gonna break down. I mean, it's gonna happen. So,
if you want to try Crealkaline or Carbolin, go to superhumanradio.com. Bottom right hand side of the webpage, you'll see Ask the Scientist. Click that and ask Dr. Jeff for some free samples and check it out for yourself. We know a lot of people. In fact, Wade Johnson was just on yesterday. Yes, I think it was West. No, Monday, I believe he was on. I forget. And he talked about how far they're going in training and how he and Melissa depend on Carbolin on the days where they go and compete. Because you can't have a big meal and, you know, you're around, you're waiting around all day long to get your lifts done. And they just use Carbolin in between, sessions to keep their energy levels up, and they swear by it. So Carbolin is an amazing carbohydrate product that if you're an athlete, you should know about. Get a free sample of Carbolin there as well.
Absolutely.
All right, Dr. J, thank you so much for today, and we will talk again next week.
All right, buddy, you take care and take care of the try.
Yeah, I will. We'll talk soon. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Aaron Singerman. This will be fun. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Now I'm lost. I'm screaming for help.
Well, here's the guy who first interviewed me on Superhuman Radio, Aaron Singerman. How you doing, Aaron?
Hey, Carl. How are you?
So is it true you're on your way to the airport right now?
Yeah, I'm on the way to the airport. I'm driving in the car to get on a plane to the UK.
You really are always going, aren't you?
Yeah, unfortunately. You know, now that I have a young son, Asher, obviously, 3.5, and I have a 9-month-old, Aiden, it sucks kind of because this is a 5-day trip. I really like to keep it as short as possible.
You know, it's really interesting, too. I mean, your empire, I mean, really, you are building an empire from what I can see. You're expanding into so many different areas. Am I right that you now are delivering prepared foods around the country?
We haven't begun yet, but it is pretty definitive that it's going to happen now. It's been a project that I've been working on for a while, in conjunction with some other people, and basically there's going to be a kitchen in New York and a kitchen here in South Florida, and we're going to make gourmet food, wild-caught fish. You know, I'm big into fish, wild-caught fish, organic produce. It's going to be pretty awesome.
And is it true that you are opening up a gym?
No gym.
Okay.
Gyms make no money, Carl.
How is Boca Nutrition doing?
It's doing okay. We have two locations right now. You know, these supplement stores, smoothie bars, are cool to have, and I like to give back to the community. They're really like a cool piece of actually owning a business and a storefront, which is different for me. So we have two of those in Boca. They're doing okay. They're definitely profitable, but they're not they're not killing it, going crazy, but they're definitely doing well enough to start adding more locations.
And really, it gives you an opportunity to interact with your potential customer to learn more. That actually probably would enhance your overall marketing anyway, right?
I don't want to lie, Carl. I'm never, ever, ever, ever in the stores. So I'm only there to get a drink and leave. So I don't want to pretend like I'm in there interacting with anybody.
No. But I'm not suggesting you. But really, you can get frontline feedback from people who are at the stores. They say, hey, you know what? They don't like this. They don't like this.
You know where I get feedback from, Carl?
Where?
Or not? Snapchat. I get feedback from Snapchat.
So Snapchat is the new emerging social media platform. I see that you're on it. PJ's on it. Darielle's on it.
Blackstone is on it. Blackstone has a lot of followers. You know, we're getting thousands and thousands of views per picture, and it's been very effective for marketing. I think Snapchat is a extremely important component to marketing any new product to millennials.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very big proponent.
You are leaner than I've ever seen you right now. You look amazing, and I've heard that you are a big fan of intermittent fasting now.
Yes. Yes, you've been doing this for years and years and years. But
right.
I'm a late adapter to intermittent fasting, but I have had incredible, incredible success with it. I mean, like you just said, I've maintained almost all the muscle that
yes.
I had at 280 pounds, but I'm 230 pounds.
You look so good. And, you know, you look reminiscent of the physical the bodies of yesteryear that we fell in love with. You've got a nice, lean, narrow midsection. And, you know, when I think about Jay Cutler when he was really young or some of the bodybuilders who I really enjoyed watching over the years, and then they got too freakishly big and they lost that look. You have that look right now. Your shoulders are broad, your chest and back are thick, but your midsection is tiny, and it's, I think that's the physical ideal. That's what we should be shooting for, not the 300-pound, 1% body fat physique anymore.
Yeah, well, it definitely seems like that's the trend. Everybody talks about aesthetics now. The trend in social media, anyway, as far as fitness, trending towards aesthetics over mass. And, you know, at 6'2", 230, maybe like 5% body fat, 6% body fat, is pretty good. You know, it is pretty good, and it's very, very easy for me to maintain. You know, I'm training 5 days a week, maybe 45 minutes while I talk on the phone and text people, listen to audiobooks, and the intermittent fasting is very, very easy for me also.
But your training has changed. I've noticed, I remember seeing a post where you said something about, and I'm paraphrasing, that you don't have to go into the gym and handle weight that scares you anymore, that you get a better workout using a different approach now, right?
Essentially, with like legs, right? My legs were always terrible. That was always my weakest body part. And I realized that the reason why it was so bad, they were so bad, is
not because I didn't train them hard, but because I trained too infrequently. So I started increasing the frequency, increasing the volume, and lowering the weights, because ultimately squatting 500 pounds scared me.
Right.
And so I would, you know, I would avoid doing it, and then when I would do it, I'd be so incredibly sore that I wouldn't want to do it again.
Right.
And so now, you know, I train legs every 5 days, and it's the body part I like to train the most, believe it or not, because there's no injuries, I have no limitations, but I'm not doing it for super heavy weights. I mean, for leg press, I only go, the most I'll ever go is like 8 plates on each side. I work up, you know, many, many reps, many, many sets from 4 plates up to the 8 plates, and then I do a bunch of volume. But I still, I mean, I'm really not doing that much volume because I'm not in the gym that long. My life, you know, what if I'm, essentially my wife dictates how much lifting I'm allowed to do. If I start getting yelled at too much, I usually quit and go home, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, that's good. She gives you balance because otherwise you would end up, you know, moving too far to the other side.
If I had no wife and I had no children, I would literally live at my office 24 hours a day, and I would only leave to go to the gym because I get all my food delivered to me. That's what would happen.
That's so funny.
No kidding.
Listen, I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I know that you don't like to pimp products, but I know that you've got a lot of new products you're launching, and I got to tell you, you are not dotting the landscape with piggyback products. You're coming out with some really amazing new things. So can we talk about that? I know you're not comfortable
sure.
pimp. Okay, let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Aaron Singerman.
Performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking to Aaron Singerman, as you will most often find him, jettisoning from one place to another as he runs his empire that he's building. So I know that you don't like to talk about your products, but before we do that, I have to give a shout out to Lynn Singerman, because she is not listening live today, but she is in fact going to be listening later. She's having lunch with a author of the book Unspoken Bond, Blake O'Connor, so she couldn't miss that lunch to listen to this live, but she's listening to it later. I got the nicest message from her this morning saying that she found old episodes of Off Topic on the internet and was listening to them and got such a kick out of hearing those, you know, all these years later. So how do you like that one?
One day I'm going to go back and listen to them whenever I find time. I like that those are on there. It's like a little time pod for me and you that one day when we feel so inclined, we can go back and listen to a life to be.
I've been afraid to listen to them. because, well, that was such a painful time of my life. I actually can tell you unabashedly that I have avoided listening to them because I'm afraid to relive or revive those feelings at that point in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, we both had some bad times. We had some good times. We definitely both had some bad times during the show.
The show was the good time, but it was everything that was happening in our lives at the time that was kind of like a drag, you know?
Yeah. I thought we documented me being cheated on by my girlfriend, and we even interviewed my girlfriend after she cheated on me.
Yeah, I know.
Who else does that?
Amy.
That's what's
up. So real quick, and I know you got to go, what new products have you just launched? I see a lot of stuff coming out of both Blackstone Labs and Prime Nutrition.
Well, the newest products for Blackstone, Prime's not, we haven't been doing so much innovation lately, although there's some new stuff in the pipeline now. But Blackstone, we have said some cool stuff. We brought on the Gorilla Chemist, who is basically a genius when it comes to ingredients. He's a chemist. He's also a bodybuilder, organic chemistry, and he is a genius with ingredients and formulations, and we decided to bring him on as the chief science officer for Blackstone, and he's helped really take us to the next level in terms of innovation. Also, you know, the cool thing that we've been able to do is continue to be cutting edge and bring new innovation to the industry while staying compliant, which is always a challenge, you know,
right?
Because there's always some, you know, like Blackstone is known for being at the cutting edge and sometimes being even a little risky in the degree of how cutting edge we were willing to be. Now, because of the Gorilla Chemist, we've been able to be very vanilla in terms of, you know, what's legal and not legal, and really stay almost in the middle, but still bring new products that are effective, that are innovative, which is really cool. And two of those specifically are Trojan Horse, which is a non-stim fat burner, and it's actually in a coupler, very similar. I guess I don't want to say very similar to DMP.
Look, there's lots of things that are mitochondrial uncouplers. One is thyroid hormone. The other one is DNP. So, I mean, mitochondrial uncouplers cause you to use more energy, expend more energy from the mitochondria, and thus burn more fat.
Exactly. So without getting into too much of the science or the ingredients of the stuff, basically that is exactly what it does. And there were studies on this combination of ingredients that Brian Moscow, who's actually the Gorilla Chemist, he contacted the guys that did the study and was allowed to use the combination of ingredients together. In the study, it showed people, average people, not bodybuilders or fitness enthusiasts, losing 2.2 kilograms of body fat per week utilizing this formula. And, while not everybody is seeing those dramatic results, everybody is very, very pleased and impressed that this formula works so well, you know, and you can actually feel your body temperature raise without question when taking it. So,
I gotta get some. I mean, that sounds exciting to me.
I know a guy who knows a guy who could get it for you.
I know a guy who knows a guy. So that's a really, and that's called Trojan Horse.
Trojan Horse. Very exciting. And, there's literally, like, you know, we're very fortunate in the fact that we have a lot of fans that'll buy shit no matter what. So I could come up with anything and I'll sell thousands and thousands of them.
Right.
But people, our fans also expect a certain quality and expect a certain, basically, they want the product to work.
Right.
They want it to be effective, and they expect, because it says Lexan, that it will be. So when you put out a new product, we get lots of feedback if it's not good. We also get lots of feedback if it is good. And right. This one has been universally liked. Universally, like, people love it. The other one that we came out with that's very exciting is Glycolog. And it's an insulin-mimicking product and a partitioning agent. And the cool thing about this, what makes it so unique compared to other ones in the same category, which is also a very new category to begin with, but when you take it with carbs before you work out, you instantly know that you've taken something different when you train because you are super-duper pumped.
Really?
And you can feel, just like taking, like the old Milo Star stuff, taking the pre-workout insulin, exogenous insulin, causes that incredible pump. Dude, it does the same thing. And if you take this product and don't eat carbs and do like we did in videos with a glucometer, you can see that it drops the blood sugar significantly, just like insulin. And to be honest, you know, the one part of the product that's a little nerve-wracking is that it does, without question, you get the shakes, you get a little blood sugar, and I just hope nobody freaks out when they take it because it is that effective.
So in other words, be prepared for hypoglycemia if you don't have enough carbs coming in at the same time that this is hitting you.
Yeah, we recommend that you take the product with your largest carb meals or pre-workout with your largest carb meal.
Yeah, interesting. Wow, both of them sound exciting, and that's the beauty of efficacious supplements, that they really, really work, and you have to be prepared for that. So what about the Trojan horse? Can you take too much?
No, the studies say to take it 3 times a day. Most people are taking it twice a day, but, you know, when I've taken it 3 times a day, you're very sweaty. So you gotta be prepared to be very sweaty. I mean, it's dramatic. It's dramatic. So
right.
It's not like DMP where you're gonna like, you know, lose electrolytes and cramp up and all that stuff. Also, it doesn't throw off the free radicals. Like DMP, it's notorious for being very dangerous.
Yes. Yes. So, do you have any coupon codes running right now that my audience should know about?
Well, let's see. Do we have, do we still have the Superhuman Radio?
We did have one we had one SHR, I want to say, that was, 15 or 20% off. I forget what it was.
I think you got a, Superhuman 20. Well, look, I don't want to tell you one that's wrong. So use Aaron 10. It'll save you 10% off.
Say Aaron 10. A-A-R-O-N 10. Okay. Aaron 10 and save 10% off. I'm going to try it. I'm absolutely going to try it because I'm actually trying to do what you've done and get lean. It sounds like you've arrived at your destination.
I sure have, Carl. Sorry,
okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go have a safe trip. Have fun, and we'll talk to you when you get home. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Carl.
All right. Let's do this. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about my injury, my torn tricep, and other things. I want to cry in my beer. Stay tuned.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Go, shorty. It's your birthday. Hi. It's not my birthday, but I got something I want to talk about. I'm going to whine and complain a little bit, okay? You know, I've been doing this show for, this November will be 11 years, and I really thought that by living the life that I'm living, that I would not age. I really believe that. I know that some of you are probably getting a chuckle out of that and going, oh, Carl, you're really dumb. But the truth is, I always thought that because of my lifestyle, because of my dedication to hard physical training and so on, that I would not age. But I am actually showing some of the signs of aging. So yesterday, I've had, and this is a warning. If you have tendonitis, don't ignore it, okay? And what I mean by that is, a few years ago, I tore my bicep. I had really bad tendonitis in my bicep that was haunting me for about 2 months, wouldn't go away. And sure enough, I was doing some heavy pulls, training back, and I tore my bicep, the outer head. Didn't detach completely, it just tore. So I've had tendonitis in my left elbow for about the past month and a half. Won't go away. I even tried not pressing for a while, but I didn't do it long enough. I didn't take off long enough, quite frankly. And that's my problem, because I'm an idiot. Yesterday, I'm training back, had a great back session, moved a lot of heavy weight, felt fantastic, and was going to do a final movement just for a pump, which was I take the low pulley, I put the rope on it, and I pull up into my chest to hit my rear delts, and I superset that
with reverse pec deck. And I do the reverse pec deck thumbs down, palms back, to truly activate the rear delt more than anything else. The first set, and by the way, I'm not using heavy weight. You know, I had 100 pounds pinned on the rear pec deck. I mean, I could easily do 160, 180 pounds on the rear pec deck, no problem. So it wasn't like as though I was using excessive weight. And I only had like 85 pounds that I was doing the rear delt row pull that I do. But the first set, when I locked my left elbow, I could feel that searing pain. It's that searing, burning pain of tendonitis. After the first couple reps, it went away. So I was doing my second superset, had done my pulls into my rear, for my rear delts, and then went over and sat facing in on the pec deck machine and put my hands in the same position I had done and started to, and again, this is lightweight, but you know, I had to really focus on locking my left elbow out because of this searing pain. And son of a gun, like the third rep, I feel this pop. And I'm like, are you effing kidding me? Like, this isn't even heavy. Wait, what did I just do? So at first I thought I overextended my elbow, but that doesn't make any sense because if you look at the direction that the force was going in, if anything, it's pushing my elbow back. It's not pushing it into a position where it would overextend or hyperextend. And so I realized, man, I must have tore a muscle. So last night I went and got an x-ray. The joint looks fine. You know, x-ray can't tell you anything about muscles and attachments, but I could see a little shadow, if you will, in the tricep muscle itself. And I've got to believe that was blood. And so it looks to me like I tore the muscle, a third of the way up in the belly of the muscle. And not at the attachment, and that's what I'm hoping for. So tomorrow I'm going to the orthopedic surgeon to have MRI done and have them look at it. And I can actually flex the entire tricep. It takes me a long time to get past the pain. But once I get my elbow locked out, I can actually feel the entire tricep flexing. So I don't think, and nothing rolled up. You always hear those stories about somebody who tore a tricep off the bone and it rolls up. You know, it creeps up the leg, I mean the arm, kind of like my hamstring crept down my leg when I evolved that, those two connections. So I don't think it's as bad as, you know, a really bad tear could have been. But between that and when I went to California, I did something really stupid. I have a pair, and I don't know if I talked about this on the air, but it's worth talking about now. So I have a pair of green Puma sneakers that I love. But the problem with them is they're made for somebody whose feet are far narrower than mine. And the Puma sneakers come to a point on top of being narrow to begin with. So I traveled with those Puma sneakers to California. Bad idea. I had green pants on. I wanted to wear the Pumas because they look good with the green pants. I'm like, okay, this is going to look great for traveling. Bad idea. These shoes hurt my feet. And what they did was right where they bend when you walk, they kept digging into my instep, and I developed something called a neuroma, which is an abrasion of the nerves in my foot, and it has not gone away yet. It's actually given me something called traumatic hammer toe with my second toe, which it'll go down over time, but I'm fighting against my foot hurting me. Now I'm fighting against my tricep. I feel like maybe I need to start thinking about how I'm training. Obviously, the foot was wearing the wrong apparel to train to travel with. So that's not a training thing, but the tricep is training. I should never have ignored the tendonitis. I should have taken off long enough to make it go away completely. And that was my mistake. And I'm telling you, if you have a tendonitis, don't ignore it. Because a tendonitis is micro tears of the fascia of the muscle. So if you put that muscle in just the right predicament, you can tear it even more. I proved that yesterday. So I'm whining and complaining, but I can still train legs. I did train legs today. I went to the gym today and trained. I can still train my right side. Oh, yeah, don't forget, I dislocated my shoulder when I was in California, my right shoulder. But that's coming back now. It actually feels pretty good. I can train my right arm and right chest. I can still pull, so I can train my back. The only thing I can't train is going to be my left arm and left pectoral muscle. But maybe some of the cross-education of training the right side will affect that, I'm hoping. But yeah, you know, it's like, damn, I don't understand this. I keep hurting myself and I've got to figure this out because I can't keep tearing stuff. It's, you know, I don't know if my tricep will ever be as strong as it used to be. Maybe it will. The tear isn't that bad. It's pretty swollen right now. But I think the goal has to be to stop hurting stuff. And I got to tell you, it really resonated with me what Aaron said about how he trained legs and, you know, squatting 500 pounds and made him nervous. And I'm starting to rethink the heavy, heavy, heavy all the time and thinking that maybe I need to start training more like a bodybuilder and focusing more on the movement and the pump and lightening up on the weights and just relegating the heavy stuff to, you know, once in a while here and there, because I really don't want to tear anything anymore. I hear myself say that and then I say, but I wasn't even using any heavy weight yesterday. You know, this is what happens when you ignore tendonitis. People ignore tendonitis all the time. Don't make the stupid mistake I've made now twice of ignoring tendonitis and tearing that muscle. Resolve your tendonitis before you continue to train. That, I guess, should be the big takeaway message from this. Anyway, that's it. That's all I've got today. Short show. Hope you got a lot out of it. And don't forget, if you want to try some supplements, Dr. J is the supplement Santa. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad. Ask the scientist and ask Dr. J for some free stuff. And then, of course, Aaron 10, A-A-R-O-N 10. I'm going to try Trojan Horse. It sounds just like what I need to help burn fat even faster. I have a feeling Elisa's going to want to try it too. So there you go. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Super Human Radio. Thank you for listening today.